Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
I want to continue our Let's Go series this morning. Maybe it's just me and my intellectual level, or that I work with children, or I'm always looking at far too much kids' TV, but every time so far this year I've heard the phrase, let's go, in my head I finish it with, fly a kite. Let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. I'm just going to leave that earworm sinking. And you'll be thinking about that song all day long. And even the other night when I was in my bed, it was going around and around in my head. Now, it wouldn't be right if I didn't bring a kite with me this morning. So in the words of another great kids program, here's one I prepared earlier. This is my kite. It's magnificent. It flies really well. And it just looks absolutely great in the sky. It's a beautiful kite, really sophisticated, and a lot better than the handmade ones in Mary Poppins. Although I remember as a child, I made my own kite. I borrowed some of my dad's dowels from the garage, and I took a black bin liner and some tape and some string, and I set about making my own kite. I spent hours using copious amounts of tape, and I built what can only be described as a very, very unsuccessful flying machine. But I had a good time. I really enjoyed myself as I built my kite. But today I don't want to talk about kites, but I do want to say, let's go fly. Do you know you were born to fly? You were created to fly, and by that I mean you were created to succeed in life. I want to read from Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 26. It says, lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each one of them by name because of his great power and mighty strength. Not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the heavens, of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This is a great passage of scripture, which I know you'll be very familiar, especially verse 31. I love in verse 26 where it says, lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. When we lift our eyes, we get a whole different perspective. We take our eyes off ourselves and we look up. It talks about the stars. He brought them out and called them one by one. It says he named the stars. That's a lot of names. Not one of them is missing because of his power and mighty strength. Stars. Let me put this into perspective. In our galaxy, the Milky Way, there are approximately 100 billion stars. That's just in our cluster of planets, the galaxy that we're in. They say in the universe there are 2 trillion galaxies. The universe has approximately 200 billion trillion stars. That's 2 with 23 zeros after it. Not one of them is missing, and he knows their name. My mind is blown. We have a very large God with huge power and huge capability. I really want to look at verse 31 since I'm talking about flight. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. They will soar on wings like eagles. The verse says we will be like eagles. I don't know about you, but I've heard and read this passage many times, and it's very encouraging. But why the eagle? Why not any other bird or animal? So I decided to look into the eagle a little bit. And I want to share some of the amazing things I found out. I found out five things that I could confirm were true. First one, eagles fly very, very high. And I mean really high. They fly up to 10,000 feet in the air, 3 kilometers. They have incredible eyesight and vision. In fact, even at 3,000 feet, they can see their prey for over a 3-mile radius. I struggle to see the TV sometimes. That is incredible vision. But up there, they have a whole different perspective on what's going on. Anyone ever use a sat-nav? I've had sat-navs for many years, especially the early ones. When I used to drive trucks, they were very, very useful. And no matter how expensive a sat-nav you bought, the early ones would take forever when you switch them on to triangulate your position. They would be trying to track a GPS signal, it would say, and one satellite found, two satellite found, but you need three to triangulate your position. And they would often run really slow with their instructions. Sometimes you'd be past the junction, as it said, turn left, but the junction you'd already gone past. So, so frustrating. We now have sat-navs in our phones, as well as built into many of our cars. I do not know how the technology works. It's fantastic. Everyone can be on at the same time, getting instructions to their own destinations all over the world. But it works. The greatest thing about sat-nav is it knows where I am, and because it knows where I am, it can get me to where I'm going and I need to be, to my ultimate destination. God knows exactly where you are here and now, online, wherever, and he wants to guide you to where you should be. You know, the tech is so good now with the sat-nav. When I'm driving along the road, there's maybe been an accident or a road closure ahead. The sat-nav knows this, and because it has a different perspective than I do, it can see further along the road because it's further up. It can fix the situation. It can calibrate a diversion, and it tells me to take a different route. Now, me being a Morgan, however, as soon as I'm told to go somewhere else, I just don't want to go that way. I often have it on familiar roads just because I like to see my time of destination, see if I can potentially beat it. But I don't turn down the first road or the second road, and the sat-nav will persist on taking me down a different route because it knows where I'm going is a dead end. Eventually, hopefully, I'll go down that road, and I'll get to my destination rather than having to do a big U-turn and go back and do the whole thing again. All it wants to do is get me to where I'm going. All God wants to do is to get us to our destination. And he has a different perspective to us, and he can see along the road of our life. Sometimes he's taking us in a different direction to maybe where we want to go. But he just wants us to get us to where we should be. He wants us to trust in his perspective as it is above ours and is a better view of our lives. His vision is great. I don't understand how he can guide all of us at the same time, but he can because he also knows that none of the 200 billion trillion stars he named and placed in the sky are missing. They're all there exactly where he put them. Second thing I learned about eagles, they have exceptional lungs for huge breathing. They have the capacity to breathe so much better than any other birds. And they need to because they are flying so high. You have the capacity to fly so much higher because God has said you will soar on wings like eagles. You are born to fly. You know, when Peterhead, they opened at Halfords, and when it first opened, I worked there part-time, working some 8 hours a week. And at Christmas time in the month of December, the manager put out a competition and said there'd be a prize to the person who would sell the most items. Now, it was pro rata, so your shifts were worked out against full-time staff. But I do like a challenge, and I do like a competition, and I do like to win. So I went for it that month, and I really, really went for it. In fact, at the end of December, when it came to putting out the totals, I'd sold £15,000 of stock for Halfords that month. Guess what? I won the competition. But I didn't just win the competition with the part-time staff. I won the competition against all the full-time staff. In fact, I sold more items than any other staff that month because I was born to fly. You're all born to fly. We are created, whatever our position is in life, to fly. At home, in work, in your family, God wants you to fly. You were not born to crawl along the ground, and you're born to do well in your life. Sometimes you just need to stop and breathe and remember the capacity God has put in you to fly. Third fact, there's another reason why eagles fly so high. Do you know when it rains, most birds head for shelter as it's difficult to fly wet and heavy laden? Not the eagle, though. The eagle is the only bird, in order to avoid the rain, will fly above the clouds in order to avoid the storm. They rise above it. Eagles rise above the storm. They fly above the storm. What do you need to rise above today? Maybe it's a situation, a circumstance, a relationship. God is saying, like the eagle, you can rise above it. You can get over it. I've equipped you with all the tools and equipment to get above all your storms. Maybe it's sickness, stress, money issues. You can rise above it. The rain will fall. The storm will come. We can run and hide or be like the eagle and get above the problems. When you wait on him, when you hope in your God, you rise above your storms with eagle's wings. Fourth fact, eagles avoid their enemies. Yes, eagles have enemies. They are not top of their food chain. Believe it or not, the number one enemy of the eagle is the crow. Now, one crow is not a match for the eagle. The eagle will win. But crows, however, fight in packs, and that's how they attack. So the eagle puts his nest up really high at the top of the cliff, and it flies higher than the crow can fly. What do you need to rise above today? Sometimes we stay and fight a battle that is no longer a battle when we rise above it. We can find ourselves in situations that our enemy is having a field day with us because we are in the wrong place when we can be out of the situation completely just by being and flying in our own flight path. Fifth fact, eagles' wings are huge. They are long and strong. This means they need a lot less effort to glide and soar. They do not waste energy. You don't see eagles flapping about. They are designed for flight, but eagles do not fly without a reason. They fly for food. They fly to migrate, and they fly to get to their next destination along their journey. They do not expend energy in the wrong places. Are you putting your energy in the right places? When you're in the will and the purposes of God, you don't have to work so hard as if you're doing it on your own. because he helps us. You end up with a huge set of wings to glide and soar in life and fly just as God designed you. If you're running and growing weary, walking and feeling faint, maybe you're just flapping a little bit too much, putting energy in all the wrong places. Maybe you need to change direction a little. Perhaps you need to rise above it all. You're equipped for this life through God, who knows all the stars' names and knows your name even more so. We read in Matthew chapter 6 from verse 25, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air." Here they are again. "They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet, Lord, your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" In Isaiah, we're compared to a bird which is looked after by our heavenly Father. He wants us to look after us even more so. We gain nothing in our lives by worrying. If we put our hope in our Father, we will renew our strength. Back to my kite. I tell the kids a story about a kite. I'm going to share it with you this morning. Andrew loved going to the park with his dad. And he would sit on the bench and he would watch everything going on, the runners running around the park, the kids in the swings, the dogs, everything going on. But this one day he saw someone flying a kite and he said to his dad, "Wow, I would love a kite." Well, his dad said, "Well, we've got no money to buy a kite." Well, Andy says, "Okay, I'm going to make one myself." So he went home and he grabbed all the things he could find to make a kite. And he worked on it for hours and hours and hours. He found some lovely yellow material with a great big letter A he cut out, and he stuck it on because he wanted everybody to know, this is Andy's kite. And the next day, he could not be more excited when he got up and he asked his dad if he could go and fly his kite. There was enough wind, but not too much. And he went out and he started to pull on the string. The kite went far into the sky and he released more and more string as the kite flew so high. Now, the wind was calm, but he hadn't seen the forecast, and the wind got stronger and stronger and stronger. And as Andy pulled that string to try and keep a hold of his kite, it snapped. The kite flew away. Andy ran after it as fast as he could, but he couldn't keep up with the wind. Saddened, he went home. And he was really sad as he shared the news with his dad that the kite was gone and he couldn't find it. His dad said, "It's okay, we'll go look for it. We'll go look for it tomorrow when there's not so much wind." Well, that night when Andy was in his bed, he dreamt. He dreamt about his kite, and he was so excited that he'd made the kite. He'd made the kite for a purpose. It was an individual kite. There was only one kite like that in the world with his name on it because he made it. It was special. Well, he was so inspired that when he got up, he went and he looked for this kite. He looked all over the place. Everywhere he went, no kite to be seen. Giving up, he went on the main high street on the way home. And in a shop window, he could not believe his eyes when he saw a great big yellow kite with a giant A on it that said, "That's my kite." He went into the shop and he said to the shopkeeper, "You've got my kite. I'm so pleased." The shopkeeper wasn't generally a nice man and said, "That kite's my kite. It's £20. Well, Andy's heart sank. He started to explain, "No, I made the kite." And the string snapped and the shopkeeper wasn't interested. He says, "It's £20. You want that kite? It's £20. Andy left with his head really hanging low. And he went home and he thought about his kite. Something in him determined that That kite was not made to be in a shop window. That kite was made to fly. That kite was made for a purpose, and it shouldn't be left alone in that shop. So he decided he was going to do everything he could, and he started to ask his family, can I wash your car? Can I cut your grass? Can I hoover? Can I do anything for a pound, for some money, so I can buy my kite? Well, Andy took that kite. He took the money from all the people. He saved up his £20, and he went to the shop, and he bought his kite. Oh, he took it again, and he found the strongest string he could find, and he tied it back on so this time it wasn't going to snap in the wind. Soon there came a competition, and Andy had been practicing with his kite. He was ready to fly this kite, and he put it up in the sky. And do you know what? With confidence, he started to release more and more string. Guess what? Andy's kite flew higher than anybody else's. It was created for a purpose. It was born to fly, just like us. And you know, God created us for a purpose. We're made to fly in this life. He even went and bought us at a price when we were lost. So this morning, I hope you're encouraged that no matter what you're going through, when you put your hope in him, you will rise up, you will mount on eagle's wings, and you will soar over the situation.